Our next item is subdivision 2008-10, Jack Stanton Stewart's Retreat as a preliminary.
So, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just as a reminder to the members of the commission, this was a subdivision that we heard several months ago. It's pretty much a standard three-quarter acre lot subdivision in the vicinity of Old Furnace and Hardscrabble, and the commission deferred action on this pending receipt of septic feasibility letters. We're in receipt of them. And, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2008-10 for Jack Stanton based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being that the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. Department Natural Resources Environmental Control has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. This approval is subject to the following conditions, and them being, there shall be no more than 40 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management systems shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be provided along the entire perimeter of the project. The final site plan shall include a landscaping plan for all buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lots. As stated by the applicant, there shall be a 50-foot buffer from the 4.25 acres of wetlands on the site. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it, and the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2008-10, Jack Stanton Stewart's Retreat as a preliminary, for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?